This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The BUT urges education officials to implement the promised schools safety and security policy. The National Council of Parent Teacher Associations joins in calls for improved safety at schools and supports the use of searches. A private medical school in Barbados to open a new hospital on the island. Suriname urges the international community to do more to help Haiti, and gunshots fired at U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign office in Arizona. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Union of Teachers is urging the Ministry of Education to move with haste its promised schools safety and security policy aimed at improving safety in schools. This plea comes as the Hildiskeen Primary School was closed early yesterday as police continued their investigations into the incident where a teacher was threatened by a parent on the school compound. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, told Starcom Network News the policy is important given the surge in violent activities.
We are hopeful that the much talked about school security policy will be put in place to help reduce any incidents of violence in schools. The Ministry of Education announced recently that there was supposed to be a school security policy in place, and we are hopeful that that can be implemented, as we believe that the policy may have some concerns with regards to better securing the school environment. Given the absurd and violent activities in the community, we are asking for stakeholders to be active and putting measures in place to reduce or to stem the flow of violence into the schools at this point in time and beyond.
He's concerned that over 20 schools are without security guards, but remains hopeful the issue will be addressed.
The Barbados Union of Teachers, we are concerned about the easy access to school compounds by persons outside of the school fraternity. We believe that schools should be secured, and secure may not only sightseeing, but have adequate security to prevent the intrusion of persons from the outside. We would hope that the Ministry of Education will move to have the Ministry of Defense and Security assign security personnel to those schools that don't have security guards. We know there are over 20-plus private schools that are without security, and we are hopeful that the Ministry of Education will move with haste to provide security personnel to those schools that don't have security guards.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Meantime, General Secretary of the National Council of Parent Teacher Associations, Nicole Brathwaite, joins the BOT in calling for improved security at schools and supports the use of searches.
The BNCPTA stands in solidarity with the calls for better security measures to be implemented at all of our nation's schools. We say yes to searches, as there is already provision for that. It will take some coordinating and perhaps additional staffing, but it has become necessary in this day and age. We urge parents to have those conversations with their children, even if they appear to don't want to hear. Go to school and learn. Respect yourself and other people's property. Stay away from fights.
She believes some parents are instilling the wrong attitudes in their children. Ms. Brathwaite urges parents to be part of the solution instead of contributing to the problem.
Instead of sending them to school from as early as nursery and reception with, if someone hits you, hit them back. This kind of do-for-do thinking is at the foundation of what is eroding the moral fabric of our society. We urge parents and the wider community to be a part of the solution in educating our nation's children, and to join forces to make all our schools safe and conducive to teaching and learning.
General Secretary of the National Association of Parent Teacher Associations, Nicole Brathwaite. Plans are underway to establish a new hospital in St. Michael that could potentially ease the backlog of patients seeking treatment at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and at polyclinics across the country. Executive Dean at the privately owned Bridgetown International University, Dr. Margaret Calden, highlighted this after education officials led by Minister in the Ministry Sandra Husbands visited the Chelsea Road facility yesterday. She stressed the 50-bed hospital will come in the second phase of the project after the rollout of a fully equipped outpatient clinic by November this year.
In addition to our medical curriculum that we deliver here in Barbados, we will soon be launching our BIU Medical Center, which will begin as an outpatient clinic with a diagnostic center and pharmacy. The clinic will open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 5 days a week and will later extend to be a 24 hours day, 7 days a week clinic. Our future plans are to extend our services as a multi-specialty 50-bed hospital with surgical procedures.
Executive Dean at the privately owned Bridgetown International University, Dr. Margaret Colden. Meantime, Minister in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands, was pleased with the university's plans.
What is an extra bonus that I thank you so much for is that they all look at having medical clinics that can help ease some of the pressure from our polyclinics and give people alternatives to get certain things done, because sometimes when you have to wait to do something on a scanner, you know, or something, sometimes it can take long because there's such an overload. So I truly appreciate the fact that the universities are offering those services that Barbadians can you know, make use of and give the students at the same time the opportunity to learn.
Minister in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands. Health officials in Barbados remain concerned about the growing number of people being affected by non-communicable diseases. President of the Barbados Medical Students Association, Akila Thomas, urged people to live healthier lifestyles, stressing government spends around $64 million per year on patient care. Her comments came during the Hope for the Future campaign, which was hosted by the Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Healthy Caribbean Coalition at the Blackman and Gollop Primary School.
Looking at the region, 8 out of 10 persons die from NCDs annually, and about 40% of NCD deaths occur prematurely in those under 70 years old and are potentially preventable. So what are the common factors in the region? Lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and the overconsumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, and the direct marketing of harmful foods to the public, especially in our schools to our children. So the facts just don't stop there, but continue down the trajectory. Actually, 1 in 3 children in Barbados is overweight or obese, and 1 in 5 adults over 40 has diabetes. 40% of Barbados adults have hypertension, and as a result, Barbados spends $64 million per year on cardiovascular disease and diabetes.
President of the Barbados Medical Students Association, Akila Thomas. Two men face a list of charges in which a man was killed and a child injured on Sunday, September 15th at First Avenue, Lower Carlton, St. James. More in this report from Ricardo Roberts.
The Criminal Investigations Department has jointly charged 17-year-old Michael James of Welchman Hall, St. Thomas, and 23-year-old Khalil Goodridge of Gall Hill Christ Church for several offenses. Police say they were charged with endangering the life of Ryan Hope, Malicia Hope, Kyan Braffitt, and Aisha Estefil, as well as criminal damage to the house belonging to Ryan Hope. They were also charged separately for unlawful use of a firearm. Michael James appeared in the Whole Town Magistrate's Court on Monday, September 23rd, before Magistrate Wayne Clark, and has been remanded to Dodds Prison. He is scheduled to reappear in the Whole Town Magistrates Court on Monday, October 21st. Meantime, Khalil Goodridge is scheduled to appear in court on the same date to answer the mentioned charges. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
Suriname's President Chandrika Prasad Santokhi is urging the international community to do more to assist Haiti as efforts continue to restore peace and security to the CARICOM country. Addressing the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, President Santokhi praised the 15-member regional integration group, CARICOM, for its ongoing role in bringing stability to the country. He said Suriname will continue to contribute to the Kenya-led multinational security support mission in whatever way they can. And finally, shots were fired at U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign office in Arizona, causing damage but no injuries, as no one was inside. This incident follows a prior act of vandalism at the same location just weeks earlier. Police are investigating both incidents, which have raised safety concerns. The shooting occurred amid heightened security around political figures following a recent assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Recapping the headlines. The BOT urges education officials to implement the promised school safety and security policy. The National Council of Parent Teacher Associations joins in calls for improved security at schools and supports the use of searches. A private medical school in Barbados to open a new hospital. Suriname urges the international community to do more to help Haiti, and gunshots fired at U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign office in Arizona. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.